It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Robb.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros. Rob and Sook.
Alan and Braden.
Sada.
Or are we Rhett and Link?
It's the best thing we've had in a while. the great, one of the legendary voices of the game.
Friend of the program. Hey, Rick, welcome back. Thanks, Alan and Braden. That will never not be funny.
Nor that. How about Rick Riaz giving us two bits of audio that will sustain us for many moon to come? Thank you, Rick.
Excited.
Big Sook's right over there. We got Buckley back in the saddle from Hawaii. We missed his... sexy body,
even though he's not tan, but don't bring it up to him because he gets very defensive.
Did you really go to Hawaii?
Yeah, I did. You know what's really going to blow your mind is that after today I'm going to be out the rest of the week too.
The hell are you going now?
Now what?
First ever trip to Bandon, baby.
Good boy. How do I get on that radio producer salary? How do we get
no
that one?
Kidding. Yeah.
Like 10 days in Hawaii and then out to Bandon.
Hey, it was only 7.
Who we got tomorrow?
Ortner.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but
Big Will Betts.
Ryan Buckley currently homeless.
No, not true. Living at my mom's.
He's living at his mom's house right now.
Yeah.
He came back from Hawaii and has to move in with his mom.
What? That's right.
His house has radon and asbestos.
Well, no. We've already mitigated the radon. That was years ago. But the asbestos abatement is underway in the Buckley house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you know you had asbestos?
We knew when we bought the place. Yeah,
wait, and you're just now.
We did this yesterday.
You missed a whole thing yesterday when Buckley told me that he was moving in with his mom. And I was like, oh, my God, how did you find out about the asbestos? He goes, when we moved in. I said, when did you move
in? We decided not to fix it then, but we do want to make some improvements to the house and can't disturb the ceilings without doing the asbestos abatement.
Yeah, so. Buckley moved in 5 years ago to a poisonous house on two fronts, and Bold was like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But now one issue need... then, one now. So,
yeah. God, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not.
Well, but. So we had to put all of our furniture and things into storage, either our garage and a storage pod, and then the four of us moved into the downstairs at Mom's house.
And now you're moving. Now you're going to Bandon. That's I'm sure your wife's going to love that.
Yeah. I get a vacation from my vacation, and she's with the two kids.
Yeah. It's nice to be
She goes to Mexico in June.
It's nice to be the Buckleys. Are you having to pay for this Bandon one for...
Yeah, last year I couldn't go because I couldn't afford it. Right. So I had to...
First time Buckley's gone somewhere and had to pay for it himself.
He got a big raise. All right, we got MLB Underboob coming up this hour. But yeah, Buck likes Underboob.
Well, who doesn't? Ooh.
I mean, MLB Underboob? Come on.
Yeah.
Underboob, side boob. I mean, it's great.
But in our next segment, we're going to have to talk about the NFL rules votes, or else I'll probably get drawn and quartered for teasing that and never getting to it.
Well, Deal thinks that's our April Fool's today, is that you're saying that we're going to
we're actually
rules
going
news and we're not
going to
do it.
I mean, look, there's not much going on, but that's newsy today, right?
Yeah. It's newsy. Mm-hmm. There's some NFL tidbits out there, you know. It's a couple rules to...
Yeah, sounds like Rodgers is going to the...
Rodgers?
Rodgers is going to the Steelers.
Yeah, draft's kind of taking shape a little bit. A couple rules.
We don't know yet, but...
Got some flex schedule stuff.
Looking like it. Also, in the club, the sexy Beatles. We'll introduce you to who they're casting to be the Beatles in the
I know. The beefcake photos that they're putting out there.
The sexy Beatles.
A couple of them were shirtless.
Right now, very late, the hot 5 at 5:15.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Well, it's round one, and the Winterhawks are in a vicious cockfight with Prince George.
1-1.
The series tied 1-1. Game three is to nizzle at the Coliseum.
I'm sure you will be there.
I will not.
No. It's disappointing. Wait, I'm not going to be there either. But I do go to Winterhawks games, unlike you.
Wow.
I
don't
know why you always point that out. Does that make you feel better about yourself?
I thought you were going to be our hockey bro.
I don't like hockey.
And you won't support the local.
Although I do like Winterhawks games. They're pretty fun. I've been to two of them.
It's a good bang for your buck. They do a nice job over there.
Yeah, I drink beer and stuff.
And stuff.
I show my boobs on the, you know, up on the, press them up against the glove.
You and the rosebuds, do you?
Yeah.
Is that all for that on there? I'm guessing yes.
Yeah, I mean,
Did he go to the water?
Sue could add some Winterhawks tidbits, but...
Hey, our buddy, the Orange O guy, big Winterhawks fan. Text us about it frequently.
If you want a hockey thing, the Great Eight, Ovechkin, 5 goals away from Gretzky's once unbreakable record. A little hockey tidbit for you.
The Braves have lost outfielder Jerickson Profar. He has been suspended 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs.
This makes me happy because this dude couldn't hit a lick. Signed a one-year deal with the Padres and all of a sudden started raking. And the Braves gave him $42 million and he got popped for roids. Hey, I wonder how at 32 you had that breakout power season, buddy.
Hey, says he,
as someone would tell you, there's no more steroids in the game of baseball.
You're doing better than this.
Says he would never knowingly do such a thing.
Of course not.
He just signed in the offseason. He forfeits over $5 million. He can return in early July, but the thing about these suspensions, he will not be eligible for the postseason.
Yeah. But the way the Braves are playing, it won't matter because I think they're 0-5. Ha ha.
Why can't you just say I would never do such a thing? Does that mean he would unknowingly do such a thing?
No, I think it means he did unknowingly do such a thing.
By the way, it's still worth it. The dude signed a one-year, $1 million contract, did a bunch of roids, and got $42 million guaranteed. He had to give up five. I'll tell you what, that's a great use of anabolic steroids. Good for him.
Maryland replaces Kevin Willard with Texas A&M's Buzz Williams as head coach.
I was a little surprised that old Buzz Williams left Texas A&M.
The Buzzard.
Maryland.
He's a good coach.
He is.
11 NCAA tournaments in 18 seasons for him. ahead of the Final Four, they're saying that Auburn's Jani Broome is not practicing today and tomorrow. Bruce Pearl saying he needs to rest his elbow.
Yeah, he had that funky fall on the elbow. And, you know, that looked bad. Remember, he got up and mouthed, "I'm done."
Yeah.
Went to the locker room, came back out, and finished the game. But, you know, it's just something to keep an eye on.
Honk your horn if you knew the Oregon State men's basketball season was still going on. Well, it is.
I did. Well, it was. It's not anymore.
Not anymore. They already lost at the Crown Tournament.
It was, and now it isn't.
This afternoon, the Beavers playing without their top three scorers because they transferred. UCF, though, in fairness, without seven players. There were 11 players in the transfer portal from this game. The Beavers lose 76-75.
Now, are we certain that this is a single elimination tournament?
We are not. There could be hope, but no one wants to look it up.
So. I just did. It is indeed a single elimination. Yeah.
They're out. Ah. Owners of the Steelers suggest Aaron Rodgers will sign with Pittsburgh. He used the words "headed in that direction." Yeah. The NFL announcing a Christmas triple header in 2025. Two games on Netflix and one on Amazon.
Wasn't it adorable when the NBA thought that they owned Christmas Day? And then the NFL was like, yeah, that's ours.
Reports the Cowboys and Micah Parsons have agreed on a deal making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. No terms yet, but it's expected to surpass Myles Garrett's deal with the Browns, which gives him $40 million a year.
Once again, hey, Jerry, you might want to sign people before it comes down to this. He acts like he's some sort of tough negotiator, and then he just ends up paying the largest contract of all time. He continues to do this. Sign people early, dumbass. The Cowboys are just a mess.
Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shut it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, the NFL owners are in Florida, and they are voting on several rules, changes, modifications. Here's what I'll tell you. I will tell you that the tush push survives for the time being.
Yeah, they're gonna,
because they have tabled that vote.
Table it. I think they said there was 16 votes to ban it, but they need 20. What's it? It's 24, 20, 26.
Yeah, they need. Don't they need 75%?
Something like that.
What's 75% of 32?
It's in the 20s that they
math
need
wizards.
I know that. So it's short, but so they're, it's not going away. They're going to table it and try to gather more support.
Yeah, so all the other stuff we'll tell you about in our next segment.
24. They need 24.
24 of 32, yeah. I can't believe they have 16 votes to... Well, we'll talk about it. That's going to be in our next segment. NFL rules voting talk. The Hot 5-5 is brought to you by Victorico's Mexican Food. 19 locations across Oregon and Washington. Now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. We'll be right back on The Fan. So the tush push tabled. I don't really know why they tabled it, but they didn't.
I think there's enough support and there's enough people, obviously, that are...
They're trying to get it pushed through.
They're trying to get it pushed
through.
They're
like, well, we don't have the votes now, so let's table it to May, then maybe we'll have the votes in May.
Yeah.
Because the May would be the next time they get together.
Yes.
So I don't really... I am surprised how many votes for this they have. They have 16 votes for this?
The Packers are the one that started it, and LaFleur is being a little bitch. And it is gaining support. The Bills, who actually do their own form of the tush-push.
That whiny bitch.
That didn't work in the postseason. They're on board with it now.
Now, what changed? Because I feel like everybody at first is like, well, if you don't like it, stop it.
I don't know. I don't know what exactly has changed. I mean, they cite the two things is injury, which is crap.
Oh, come
on. And the second one is...
Injury? Has anybody been hurt on that play?
Yeah, the Pat Mahomes got hurt on it. He tweaked his neck, and so they won't do it. Kansas City refuses. By the way, they're also one of the worst short yardage teams in football. Sean McVay is a big anti-tush-push guy, and his complaint is it doesn't look like football to him. Which
that's a terrible answer too.
Exactly. So
they really have
no ground.
There's nothing tangible. It's just we don't like it.
Pretty much.
It reminds me of Saban and the whole no huddle thing, where it was like, oh well, player safety. Really? What's the problem? Why is this unsafe? You just don't like having to defend it.
Yeah, it's not unsafe at all. The guy who does it all the time never gets hurt.
Yeah. So it just, there's no.
I mean, he gets hurt all the time, actually. He just doesn't get hurt from that play.
There is no tangible evidence that this is any more dangerous than anything else. Players don't like to do it. If you've ever been in, but players don't like to be in goal line situations at all. The worst thing in football is a goal line play. You know you're going to get kicked, stepped on, hit. It's just, it sucks. But no one has been seriously hurt by
this. Dude, if I'm the Eagles and they actually get the votes on this, I'm pissed.
Well, so and by the way, they've even said, and this is one where I actually like Sirianni and Roseman and these guys. They just said, dude, if you want to ban this, that's fine. We're still going to be the best short yardage team in football. So F you. And I like that they take that mentality. But, you know, Philadelphia's got something going when their solution is to just ban what you do real well. And also, let me point out, every other team, if they wanted to, could do this.
And teams do try it, right?
Teams do try it. And the idea is that Kelsey was...
the Bills were doing it
for a
while?
Bills do it. And they, I mean, teams do versions of this. It's just, one, Philadelphia has a really big, good O-line. And they said Kelsey was the key to it. Well, no, because Kelsey's retired and they still do it. The key is they have the quarterback with the biggest ass in NFL history. Jalen Hurts squats like 650 pounds. So when you have a big physical O-line and you start churning those legs and you get someone from behind that shoves, it's essentially unstoppable. I mean, Vita Vea stops it. My dream is that when Philadelphia plays Green Bay, I want them to run an entire series inside the red zone, just with the tush push. First and 10 from the 18, tush push it all the way into the end zone and then turn and flip off Matt LaFleur.
Mm. Yeah, well, interesting. They're going to vote again on that in May. They did pass a rule to allow both teams to possess the ball in overtime of regular season games. Now, this is, of course, true in the postseason, but now they're moving it to the regular season, which is good.
They tried bumping it to also there was the idea it was voted on for to make it 15 minutes to let both teams have the ball. But they said no, 10, and then it's still a tie.
Which is good. I mean, both teams should possess the ball, but 10 minutes isn't very long, so you're probably going to get more ties, don't you think?
Yeah, you would think, yes.
Obviously, a tie.
That, or you're going to get teams that are going to be running two-minute drills and scrambling a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because 10 minutes, if you go on a seven-minute drive, and then all of a sudden the other team's got 3 minutes, you got to put the foot on the pedal a little bit.
Do you think teams... so the first team that gets the ball in overtime is now going to settle for more field goals? If they get in range, because the game doesn't end with a touchdown anyway.
Yeah.
So you take the points.
It's possible. I could see there being some strategy behind that, unless your defense is cooked and the other team's humming. I mean, so much of that is just situational. It's a feel on how your defense is playing, what you're doing to the other side, how long you've been on the field.
As expected, they are moving a touchback on kickoffs out to the 35, so this will entice shorter kicks and more returns.
Nice job, you kicker!
Yeah, they're trying to get this thing. They said they want between like 70 and 80% of kicks to be returned. And we talked about this when they originally did this. People are just going to kick it out of the end zone. They're not going to deal with it. But now at the 35, a couple years ago, obviously this thing was at the 20 and then 25, 30, and now 35. In an overtime situation or end of game, you do not want to give the team the ball at the 35. So this will get the desired effect. People will make sure that the ball is returned.
And that's good. I think it puts a little more emphasis on the special teams play.
Yeah.
You got to
Have a kicker.
You got to block for it. You got to know how to, you got to try to run it right.
They want this back in the game, and this will do a good job.
No changes to the onside kick.
No, you still have to announce and do all that, which is, that's stupid. That's a weird component of it. And my eyes still haven't adjusted to the weird dynamic kickoff, but, that's being nitpicky. You can nitpick any sport and rule changes.
Also, as expected, first downs will now be measured by the cameras.
Yeah.
The chain gang remains, but they're just a backup.
Yeah, and the chain gang will be there for a visual reference, I think, for players. The little, that you can see where to go, but yeah.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses.
So that's pretty cool.
And this is a good thing as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, these are all positive steps.
What year is this? 1940? Come on.
Well, remember when, who was it? We had to do the index card and, sometimes you see those chains and they're like got athletic tape on. I mean,
That index card was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Because it wouldn't have proven, it's not a measuring tool. It's a card.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's paper thin.
So I just like now that we're going to do it. Hey, the line to gain is the 25. Here's the camera. Did you get to the 25?
Because it's, paper.
Yes.
Lions, they had a proposal to allow wildcard teams to be seeded higher than division winners. That failed.
Nay.
So they didn't like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know. I think
what's their problem?
I think they like the idea of winning the division still, you know, still having some teeth to
it. Yeah, that's stupid.
Once in a while it does. Like the Vikings won 14 games, had to go on the road. The Seahawks 1 year hosted a playoff game, and they weren't even a 500 team. So,
well, there's always one bad division.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
And that team should not.
No.
I don't know. If a wild card team like Minnesota last year,
yep,
they should get. That team's better than the team that won the division.
And this is the same thing that we talk about with the college football stuff, like who gets buys and all that. But it's an imperfect world, and you know, people said no. And remember, you have to get a lot. You have to get 24 owners to ratify any of these things. And there's probably enough owners who are like, no, we like the idea. There's probably a better chance of,
yeah,
there's probably a better chance of your team not being very good and getting a home playoff game than you being a 14-win
exactly
team and going on the road.
There's four owners that are instantly going to vote against it. The Panthers, the Falcons, yeah, the Saints, yeah, and the Bucks.
Yeah. So it's hard to get the votes.
Crappy-ass division.
A great leader once said, you don't have the cards.
You don't have the cards. That's right.
Bring gas.
We have the cards. And that's it.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I was trying to think if it was
so there. It is.
Was there any other?
That's our NFL.
And Goodell said that there was no discussion on the 18-game schedule.
Yeah. He's going to have to wait.
Yeah, people were like, hey, is that a...
He's getting pushback on that one.
Yeah, and he said there was no meaningful conversation about the 18-game schedule.
And there is your NFL rules vote. Seggy.
Oh.
And wasn't it worth it?
The holding got shot down. The Lions also wanted defensive holding to not be an automatic first down.
I didn't mind that. Did you?
I see where they're coming from, especially because they play so much man coverage and bully ball. The downside of that is you could literally tell any DB the moment you think you're getting beat, especially on third down plays.
That's true.
Just tackle the damn guy.
Yeah.
And so, I'd say in theory, that's a good rule because there's nothing worse than third and 12. And a BS ticky-tack holding call on a 3-yard out gives you a
hate
first
it
down.
Absolutely hate it.
But if it's third and 12, I would literally tell any of my guys, dude, you get real aggressive with them at the line of scrimmage. And if it's a holding call, whatever, we're disrupting some routes because it's not an automatic first down. So there would be enough teams that would fudge that and play not in the spirit of the rule. And I think that's where people looked at this and were like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I will never understand how DBs, when it gives them no advantage whatsoever,
yeah,
but they get flagged for, you know, just tugging on a jersey, yep, and giving the other team an automatic first.
It
drives me insane.
Yep.
It does suck, but at the same time, I don't really get why DBs do it. Because there are times when you look at it and you go, what are you doing, dude? You're right with him. Like, it makes no... He has the guy covered, but then he wraps his arm around his waist or he tugs on his jersey. Why are you doing that part of it?
I think it's just an instinctual thing.
Moron.
Yeah. It's just hard. It's hard to keep your hands to yourself.
Don't I know it?
Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
I've been called into HR for that many times.
Try laying on the couch sometime with the missus and see if your hand doesn't naturally wander somewhere. You can't help it, man.
All right. We have MLB underboob coming up next.
Speaking of hands wandering.
Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Somebody said, look up the Sixers starting five tonight,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you tank.
Yeah, they're not doing the ethical tank. They're in full-blown tank.
Well, I just looked it up. They have Justin Edwards, Adam Bona,
mm-hmm.
Quentin Grimes.
Yeah, I've actually heard of him.
Lonnie Walker and Ricky Council.
It's Lonnie Walker the fourth and Ricky Council the fourth. Get it right, you son of a bitch.
I know Lonnie Walker and Adem Bona and Quentin Grimes, but I don't know those other two.
Well, I would still contend that there
Bona's a rookie, I think.
There is no better masterclass in tanking this year than Danny Ainge.
Oh, yeah. Because they could actually be decent if they wanted to.
Well, I mean, dude, it just goes to show you, if you're going to tank, you still have to have a plan to do it.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that team wasn't any good last year, but they came back with Markkanen, and they were fine.
I think they got fined twice this year for sitting
guys.
Dude,
it was game three
when
they were like, oh, yeah, Lauri Markkanen pulled his back. He's out for a century.
And I do believe they are tied for the worst record.
They have the worst record.
60-6. No, well, they're half a game worse than the Wizards.
Yeah, dude, masterclass.
And
that right there is how you tank. Nobody saw them in the tankathon.
No.
And yet Danny Ainge all summer was just sitting there twisting his handlebar mustache going, ooh, Cooper Flagg looks pretty good on film. I think I'll go get him. And he freaking did it. The league let him do that. That is bullshit.
And what better place for the exciting white to go?
Exactly.
He looks like
he belongs. What a fit.
From Maine to Utah.
Dude, they're going to love him in Utah.
Okay.
They're going to think he's Mormon.
Well, he kind of has that look about him. Maybe he'll convert.
Dude, doesn't that piss you off if you're a Blazer fan?
I don't know what you're talking about. Tumani Kamara is getting promoted for Defensive Player of the Year from the Blazers.
You could have had the best odds to get Cooper Flagg. You could have.
Yes.
You just had to commit to it.
Yeah,
your team sucked balls last year.
Yep.
You have a bunch of veterans this year that you could have traded if you wanted to win the tankathon. Mm-hmm. You didn't. You hang your coach out to dry, and then out of spite, he goes and wins a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Nice job, Blazers.
Well, the terrifying thing is they've got a couple games coming up here that the tank off is real, because they play like Toronto, Chicago, San Antonio. Like, there's some teams like San Antonio and them are separated by one game basically for a slot between they're going to land between like 8 and 10. I think Chicago's in there too. So there's got a couple games where you are really going to have to show your tanking ability.
Yeah, but they screwed it up a long time.
I know.
You just, point being, yes, the Sixers are tanking. And the Sixers didn't plan to tank. They didn't set out to tank.
Yeah.
It just kind of turned into the year where Embiid gets hurt, George never is healthy.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, okay, fine, let's just lose a bunch of games.
Yeah.
That's different. Danny Ainge set out to get Cooper Flagg, and dude, he's going to have the best odds to get him. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah, flags!
How the league lets him do that, and I don't mean lets him like it's not a, it's perfectly within the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, tank better than him.
The Blazers were in the middle of an ethical tank.
Losers. I'll tell you what, an ethical tank gets you.
That's gets you the ninth best pick.
Yeah, that's freaking. You're
a loser.
Caleb Love, who never met a shot he didn't like.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Blazer fan doesn't care because this team, you don't need anyone else. You just grow. I mean, they've got Denny, they've got Tumari, they got a bunch of guys with fun names. What are you talking about? Let this young team grow and develop, and that's going to be good enough.
Welcome. All right.
Hey, next year, play-in, baby.
What?
They'll be in the
play-in. They'll be a play-in team next year.
Yeah, they're headed that way.
They threatened this year, so look out.
Threatened this year, next year, look out. 10th seed, here we come.
But you know, if you're going to be in the play-in, you got to have a plan.
You do?
That's right. If you're going to tank, you got to have a plan. Yeah. If you're going to be in the play-in, you got to have a plan.
The Sacramento Kings and the Dallas Mavericks have a plan.
So somebody calls you and says, "Hey, do you want Luka?" No. We want to be in the play-in.
I have concepts of a plan.
That doesn't fit into our plans.
Doesn't fit into the plan. No.
Hey, do you want Cooper Flagg? No. Also doesn't fit into our plans.
Hey, how about those? Anyone that bet the Blazers over, right? They're probably sitting there smiling right now.
Yeah. How many games have they won?
32.
Yeah, they definitely hit the over.
What a huge season.
It was even lower this year than last year.
This season,
24 or something. It was bad.
Well, yeah,
they sailed to the over.
Yeah.
Was this a fun season then?
Because
I would argue that it probably wasn't.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to like 5 or 6 games this year. This was not a bad team to watch. It was not. So I think for a lot of Blazer fans, if you're going to do a short-sighted, you don't care about the growth, and you're looking at this year, you have a couple guys that have established themselves as real pieces moving forward in Denny and Tumari.
Tumani, excuse me.
Or Kamara.
Yeah, Tumani. Scoot doesn't appear to be like the world's biggest bust. It looks like he can play a little bit.
Magic Johnson.
I just think there was growth and development, and I think for some Blazer fans, they're going to look at that and say it was a fun year, it was a competitive year, they play an exciting brand of basketball, and for them, like, that's going to be enough because no one talks themselves into role players becoming the core of your team more than Blazer fan. And that's what you have here.
Standards are so shockingly low.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, dude, I hear it all the time from Blazer fan that just thinks that, you know, that this core, if you just give it 3 years, will be like some sort of real, like contending team. And you just...
All right, well, we got
to... I don't know how you convince those people otherwise.
Bro.
We got to get to...
Guys, move on.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. We will. We got to get to MLB Underboob.
Yeah.
The torpedo bat.
Yeah, the Mets lost again, too.
It's a big deal.
Damn.
And by the way, you guess who's already cashing in on the torpedo bat?
What?
Ryan freaking Buckley.
Really?
That's who.
I saw a list this morning, and you know that if the books are ahead of this, then you're already getting screwed as the end user, but DraftKings had a tab that said, bet torpedo bat players to hit home runs, and then they have a list of all those players using the torpedo bats. So I put $1 on each of them, and Anthony Volpe, +850, already went yard.
Volpe tonight. Already hit a bomb.
Probably with just his, need one more to get my money back.
With his little bat.
Who was the guy? Was it De La Cruz yesterday that had a money, like a 7 RBI?
Two home runs.
He's another one that I bet, but they're in a barn burner tonight.
All right. MLB Underboob next on The Fan.
The only thing that the Ducks suck at on the men's side, they kind of suck at tennis.
Okay.
Their tennis program,
like what? Give me some... All right. Context.
So the tennis program is 9-10 overall.
Okay.
1-6 in conference play. 0-6 on the road. 0-2 neutral. They suck.
Okay.
And the teams that they beat are like, they beat like Santa Clara. But like Stanford, like whoops there. Anytime they play a ranked team, like Stanford is ranked 18th and they blanked them. So the men's tennis team kind of stinks.
Okay.
That's it. Everything else is good. Right? Baseball, good. Basketball, good. Cross country, football, track and field, golf, all good. Now, the ladies, I got bad news. Outside of the core sports, right? Your basketball, because they play a bunch.
Basketball, softball, track and field.
Yeah, so they have acrobatics and tumbling.
Whoa.
Basketball, beach volleyball, cross country, golf, lacrosse.
They're good at golf.
Soccer, softball, tennis, track and field, volleyball. Outside of the core ones that you know about, they suck.
So what's the worst Oregon Ducks
sports volleyball program?
Beach volleyball.
They stink.
That's a new program now.
3-12. They've lost 12 in a row.
Do they have a... Oh, they don't have men's beach volleyball.
No, they do
you
not.
You just said that.
They have literally lost 12 in a row.
Fire Jason Dillard.
I don't. That's the beach volleyball coach?
I think so, yes.
Well, he stinks.
That's what AI is telling me.
So they are not good. And honestly, all like I said, acrobatic...
Well, he may not stink. He's probably a program builder. They just started... This is just his second year.
Oh.
Jason Dillard. Let's give him a chance.
Yeah, and soccer does stink. They went 5-11 and 2 and 1-8-2 in conference.
Soccer stinks. Lacrosse stinks. I mean, like
maybe they need a new women's AD.
Soccer has or lacrosse has lost 5 in a row.
What if Oregon becomes the first Power 5 program to hire a women's AD?
They need
separate of the men's AD.
Because no offense, but the lady sports.
Or would Title IX not go for that?
I don't know how all that works.
I mean, their women's sports are becoming bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
maybe they need their own focus. Clearly, they do at Oregon. Rob, what are you doing down there, Rob? Get your women's sports in order, man.
I feel bad. Beach volleyball. 12
no, you don't.
12 in a row you for the beach volleyball
bad.
Team.
You don't feel bad at all.
Who would have thought that the
you didn't even know
the beach? I did not know that they played in all those sports. Who would have thought though the beach volleyball team in Oregon,
what
in Eugene, would stink? Ah.
Well, another segment has gone by the wayside. Major League Baseball underboob.
Well, you asked, and I
know
I had to.
I actually wanted to know that because it seems like all their programs are really good.
Not so,
but
fast.
They're not.
No, they are not.
So it looks like Rob Mullins has some work to do down there.
Yes.
That said, does he really? Because most of those don't make money, so it doesn't matter.
No. Look, I think
Go get that star quarterback, okay?
I have a feeling that the budgetary concerns of that athletic department are not focused on beach volleyball.
Let's say you
and
got
women's lacrosse.
Let's say you got $2 million lying around down there. You want to go into improve the beach volleyball team, or you want to get that star 5-star quarterback, huh? What do you want?
When we had the old administration in, they said that the new house settlement revenue sharing, right up to like it's like $22 million. Was going to have to involve Title IX, which was a big deal because you were like, holy God, we got to split this money equally. And then the new administration came in a shocking development said no. So according to the Board of Education, which I don't even know if it exists anymore, the revenue sharing does not have to follow Title IX. So let's play the new fun game of if $22 million or $23 is being shared at the University of Oregon, what is that split between male and female sports?
Yeah. Not, I mean, probably 50-50, don't you think?
I would think so. Are we like 20 versus 2? 19-3?
Yeah, 22 maybe.
20.
Maybe less. I mean, I don't know.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be.
Sorry, Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, those scales are not going to be. Balanced.
And P1 Scott says it as well. I think we've all had this thought. Beach volleyball at Oregon sucks. Isn't that like Alabama sucking at ice hockey?
Does.
It's yeah, a that's
it's
fair.
It's a little bit like that.
Why would we be any good at beach volleyball?
The question is, do we have a nice setup at Oregon? Because their facilities are second to none.
Well, that's kind of why I was asking about a bad sports program, because I feel like they do, like there's no...
I just think if
there's
you,
no bad facility,
but
is
I
it?
Think if you want to be a beach volleyball player, my guess is you're from a warm weather climate and want to play outside. And
it almost seems like a weird sport for them to add. Why not do field hockey or something? Like yeah. I don't. It feels like there's
surfing.
Plenty of well, that's not what I was thinking.
I'm looking here. Yes, the there is a court there on campus, and boy, it's something. Yeah, it's
a court. Well, is that like, what they call it? Isn't it a pit? It's a pit.
Well, it's a volleyball court, right? It's a
no,
pit.
No, it's a pit. It's beach volleyball. It's sand.
Mm.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Well, there is one right there on campus.
Yeah, isn't that? It's called the pit, right?
You don't know.
I think it is. It's not a court.
Why can't it be a court of sand?
I guess it could.
I mean, the normal is a volleyball court.
And like, I think you do meet someone on like the bocce court. And okay. That's like made of, you know,
well, we need to
crushed
answer
up
this
oysters.
Question before we go to break here. So hold on.
What do you call a beach volleyball court?
No.
Well, that is literally what we're asking.
Well, no, but it's not a court. So why would you say, what would you call a, I wouldn't use the word court.
I'm looking it up right now.
Beach a volleyball. Sand volleyball court is yes. commonly referred to as a beach volleyball court.
Ah, he wins.
Yeah, sand court.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a pit. I was with Buckley on that. Mm. Nice job.
That from the Man, important beach guy. Volleyball terminology that you need to know before.
Give us some more.
You play. Ace, attack, block, bump.
That's just volleyball.
That's all just volleyball. Yeah.
What are the little shorts called?
I'm not taking that.
Why not?
I'm not taking that bait.
What are you, an adult?
By the way, yeah, all of these stupid things are just volleyball terms.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
I did fall in love at the Summer Olympics with the Canadian beach volleyball team. Yeah, I forget who the name of the gal who I fell in love with, but for like a 2-week period, it was a torrid affair.
Well, our eyes are on you, Jason Dillard.
Yeah,
get your pick it up.
12 in a row. Quit freaking embarrassing us. We're the home of Oregon Beach Volleyball here on the Fan.
I am.
What the hell? We need to talk to Dan Lanning about this.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think he would like that line of questioning.
I don't mind talking to y'all.
I think he'd mind talking about that.
I bet you.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
If the beach volleyball coach said, hey, coach, I want you to come in and talk to the girls, he'd be like, okay, be right there.
What an opportunity.
You know?
I don't think.
Wouldn't you? I would.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
These gals need to be motivated. I'll come in there.
And they're actually called volley shorts.
Volley shorts. Yeah. Okay. I think you should get a pair.
I do see.
Who says he doesn't have a pair already?
Well, he knew what the court was called.
I do see more and more guys at the gym wearing like spandex just as shorts, and it's alarming. It's a bold, bold move.
Why do they do that?
I think you're trying to show off the bulge. Why else would you do it?
Yeah, I guess that's it, huh?
I love dong news. Well, what's disturbing is when you do no-gi jiu-jitsu, like you're not in the little gi, so you just wear like a rash guard. It's a spandex top, and then you're supposed to wear shorts.
Black dong.
But some dudes literally wear full leggings. They wear spats. They wear leggings, and that's it, and that is not okay. Because then there's inversion, and that is no good. Like, someone flips around, right, and next thing you know, you're face-to-face with that thing. Mm. They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours.
And the
hours.
Guy's like, well, I like to stay light and nimble.
Dude, I'm not going anywhere near you until you put on a pair of freaking basketball shorts. Get the hell away from me.
Or a cup. What if you had a cup? Is that better?
That would be worse. That would only accentuate.
Well, it would, but you'd only be dealing with the...
I don't need
the
that.
Plasticky outer.
No. I'll tell you right now. Put on a pair of shorts.
Not the fleshy, floppy parts.
Or this, we're not rolling around as two men. I only roll around with sweaty men in shorts. I got standards.
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
Yeah. Buckley. Ryan. All right. Well, MLB Underboob will be tomorrow to class
this
thing
up. Take off your shirt and throw me.
A little bit. But up next, let's learn about the sexy Beatles in the club on the Fam.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.